White, W.C. White, Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan, October 27, 1880. Dear children, we returned yesterday from a trip to Potterville. We went by private conveyance, Elder J.O. Corliss, Marion Davis, and Father and I. Elder Corliss spoke Sabbath forenoon in Potterville. Father and Edwin Jones went about 6 miles to Diamonddale, where our people have a very nice little church. Father spoke to this little company and returned to attend afternoon meeting at Potterville. We had a very good attendance. I spoke with great freedom for about 1 hour. We then had an excellent social meeting. How much good it does these little churches to have labor among them, while those who have preaching every Sabbath scarcely appreciate it. These souls are hungry and are fed with truth. Sunday appointment was left for me at Diamonddale. In the morning we went to Grand Ledge and looked over the property. We like the place very well if we were to stay long enough to make it a home, but in winter it is rather a bleak place, and we could not enjoy anything of it then. In summer we are traveling. Who will take care of our things? These questions come up. We could not support a man and woman there upon 3 acres of land. I see those who rented the house, paying $1.25 per week, now leave it for rent that is cheaper and exactly as good for them. We decided it would be no object with us to make the exchange short of $1,500 difference. In the first place, the house at Healdsburg is in every way better, larger, and more convenient. There are 30 acres of land, some wood. It is well fenced, and the place could be made very profitable. This place at Grand Ledge has no fence, only an old fence, partly decayed and lying on the ground. Cistern made all over new, before we could use it. Pump worthless. It has good small orchard. But, had the place been saleable, it would have been sold long ago. Now, Willie, White, there is another disadvantage. No good connection with the cars. We would have to go to Lansing, wait there about 6 hours before we could connect with train to Battle Creek, or drive in all weather 9 miles to Potterville, leave team there, and take cars for write all these particulars, that you may know how the matter stands. We should have to have $1,500 to be made good. After looking all over the place, we went to Diamonddale. I was surprised to see, as we approached the house, that it was barricaded with teams on all sides except in front of the door. The house was full of respectable-looking citizens. I had an excellent hour in speaking to the people. Oh, how much more freedom and satisfaction is enjoyed in speaking to souls hungry for the bread of life than to those who are dyed-in-the-wool hearers but not doers. They begged for another appointment that evening, but I dared not venture further on this occasion. Monday morning we rode back, accompanied by Edwin Jones. We went 8 miles out of our way to see a farm at Vermontville, but we see nothing in that. We had to ride in the rain for some hours. We did not get wet, but it was bad for horses. Will you please look into that old little trunk and see if there are any letters from me to my children? We are now engaged in getting out this work. Will you search carefully? If there are any, I want them at once. I have your tin box and have taken out letters written by Mother to Willie. I have not opened or read anything else, but merely taken out these packages. Send these letters by mail, or if I left any testimonies there, late testimonies, send them. I want you to not fail or make any delay.